DJs.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, and I just sort of, I have these things that stay with me. I can't get the Capri thing out of my mind.
Why?
I don't know what it is. For those of you who are wondering, what the heck is he talking about? In the last hour, Andrea Metcalf joined us for her first foray into helping folks who are listening to the Good Day program stay fit. And we were talking about, because it's National Bike Month, and we're joined actually by another really ardent biker. Jay Kumar is back with us for his weekly visit, and I know, Jay, that you love to ride your bike and are very good at taking time. And so
you wear capri pants, Jay?
I don't wear capri pants. As fashionable as I like to consider myself to be, I draw the line there.
Well, but the silly thing about it, I'm sure Andrea is laughing about this, I didn't know what capri pants were. The first time I met her in an office in New York at the media management office in New York, I had her come up to meet the guys, and she had just been on the Today Show, and so she was dressed in the garb that she had on the Today Show, and it was, and I didn't know how I described what she was wearing, but I didn't know what they were called, and so I'm sure she was chuckling. Jennifer was wildly.
Capri pants are kind of like pedal pushers.
Pedal pushers? I remember my mother used to call them pedal pushers.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So how silly is all of that? Your mind, your body, all of these things are important. And that's what we stand for here at the Good Day program. Sort of body, mind, spirit. I have been a great believer as I've come into my own in the last, 20 or so years. When I woke up to what life was really all about, Jay, understanding the mind, body, spirit connection. I don't know that I put it that way. That's the conventional way now. Mind, body, spirit is sort of how it's. I don't know if that's the Madison Avenue version of how to keep yourself really fit mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all these things. In my opinion, this is the goal to strive for. Having a
Absolutely.
Healthy mind, a healthy body, a healthy emotional and spiritual life. And that's what Jay spends his life doing. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. He has a wonderful website, and I want to spend some time with us today talking about the essence of timing and how all of these things depend on that nebulous sort of thing. The thing we were laughing about as we started was, I said, Jennifer, we're going to talk about the time of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And that means one thing to a woman, and it means something else to a man.
Men have their time of the month.
I think they do.
Don't kid yourself.
Yeah. Jay, don't you think that we have cycles, that we all sort of the 28-day cycle, which runs, it's the moon. In a sense, the moon's got a 28-day cycle. How are they all related?
Well, you know, it's really about, what I do, as a doctor, as someone who specializes in looking at how science and spirituality converge to make us healthy and happy beings. We live in a world where we're connected to nature. We forget about that. And we're in our modern life, we forget that our bodies are so interconnected to the elements and to nature. And once we realize that there's this infinite affinity, there's a deep affinity that we have to everything around us, that we're one with nature, it doesn't matter if you're on a time of the month or not, whatever that case may be, if you're a woman or a guy, it's just that you're one with everything. And, with something really interesting, the topic I want to talk about today, which kind of was a great way, because, we were all laughing and joking at the first, few minutes back, and that's the nature of what is happiness? What is joy? How do we cultivate a sense of happiness in our daily life, regardless of what time of the month it is? How do we maintain a state of joy and happiness in our life.
Don't we have to know what's going on around us, Jay? Don't we have to have a grip of what the world so influences us, the daily coming? I mean, we all have our moods. We're all affected
sure.
one way or another. I can start my day on the program being silly, and then something gets in the way of that, and we go in a different direction. That's how we all live our lives. We're easily distracted, and maybe that's mm-hmm. not the way to happiness and joy, to be easily distracted. How do we keep ourselves from being easily distracted?
Well, you know, that's a really good point, and I think the thing we have to understand is that no external condition is required for happiness. It doesn't matter what's going on around us in the world or what is affecting us. Neuropsychology and neurobiology have always said that we can tap into a deeper state of a constant happiness whenever we, you know, it's at our disposal. I think the question here really boils down to this. How does our culture define happiness? You know, maybe this is a question I can pose to you guys.
It defines happiness.
What does define happiness?
Improperly, it defines happiness improperly, I think. Happiness
okay. Love
to,
and riches, don't you think?
Right, exactly. If you look at what's on the newsstands, if you look at what women are reading, if you see what the focus on television is for most women, it's all about having a man. It's all about having mm-hmm. children. It's all about maybe having a successful career. But mostly, for women anyway, it focuses on the man. Mm-hmm. And for men, it focuses on a career. Am I right or not?
So, precisely. You know, there's an interesting study that's been done that says over the past 50 years, even though the quality of life in our country here in the Western world has improved, you know, we have better homes, we have more income, we mm-hmm. have a better quality of life, polls have shown that people in America are no more happy than they were 50 years ago.
Yeah, we're all depressed even though we
right.
live here.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
depressed.
Seriously. And it's an industry to be depressed and have anxiety
yes.
about things.
Absolutely. You know, 10% of American women are on an antidepressant medication. I think 4% of men are. And that's not even including the people who, you know, maybe take alcohol or substances to feel a sense of joy or happiness. But what I've, you know, my whole, you know, gig is that really finding the science and spirituality of happiness and health. What is it? How can we cultivate that in our daily life? I think we have to really bring it down to a very fundamental question. How do you individually define happiness? If you, what you guys are saying over there, if you buy into this whole notion that happiness is external. You buy this product or you have to get the right partner or the right career to be happy. That really is not true happiness. Happiness is something that just comes from within you that you sustain regardless of your external circumstances.
So
it's a really difficult one for us to get to because in our society we've been so programmed into thinking that happiness is equated with money, wealth,
yeah.
career, status, wife, husband,
stuff.
Children,
right.
kids, all of that.
Remember the old commercial? Maybe Michael can find it while we're doing some new commercials. That's what happiness is. See if you can find that, Michael. There was a commercial. I think it was for Coca-Cola, if I'm not mistaken, or something that was a drink, if I remember. But there was that's what happiness is. So that's a bell ringer. We have Dr. Jay Kumar with us, who is very happy to help out with your ability to deal with things. We all need help. I got some wonderful email from folks that regularly listen to the program when Jay was on for the first time last week who really want to pick up on what he's all about, and so that's why he's going to be here with us each week at this time. Speaking of time, 16 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. All 14-karat gold earrings now 65% off. Van Dusen and Via Europa Wovens just $17.99. Clearance bras and panties only $2.99 to $6.99. A new Tools of the Trade 24-piece cookware set just $49.99. And all 7-piece jacquard or embroidered comforter sets are $69.99. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Dr. Jay Kumar, and Dr. Jay Kumar, it's jaykumar.com. Excuse me. He's a man who's enlightened. I think that was the original attraction when I met him.
But he doesn't wear capri pants.
No, he doesn't wear capri pants.
No, I do not.
And we're talking about happiness and joy and how you find it. It seems to be the basic, but why wouldn't we all want to be happy? Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't we all want to have joy in our lives? But
do you think we're afraid to be happy? Because I've noticed a lot of people never want to give in to happiness.
Yeah, you know, there's studies that actually shown that it's the path of least resistance is what many people take. And it's actually, it takes some effort sometimes to be happy because we're so bombarded in our life by the media and, you know, what we see on TV around the world that actually prevents us from wanting to be happy. And so it does take effort. And I think, you know, scientists have actually shown that the human brain works in this path of least resistance. But what I'm saying is that while we are bombarded externally with images or media or advertisements that in many ways prevent us from finding that true sense of happiness and joy within us, it is something so innate. You know, think about this. Maybe people don't realize this, but in the Declaration of Independence, our U.S. Constitution, there's that one phrase, all people are deserving for you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And all people are created equal.
Yes, that's precisely true. We all are created equal, but we're all entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But so many of us, you know, our program is the word I want to use, into thinking that happiness is something external. You buy this product, you take this pill, or you buy whatever, and that'll make you happy. But here's the great thing, and this is really where the convergence of science and spiritual thought is coming together in our world. A study came out at the University of Louisville in Kentucky about a year ago or so, and they studied a number of college students, and they discovered something very remarkable and interesting. Those who felt a greater purpose in life, those students who felt that they were meant to do something more empowering and had a purpose and vision in their life, were far more happy than those who didn't. And they noticed a correlation also that those who were more happy and had more purpose in life were the ones who were more compassionate, more empathic, were there to serve others, and more helpful for others. And versus people who were all about themselves and greed and self-interest.
Narcissists, I have never met a happy narcissist.
They don't exist.
They don't.
Tomorrow.
Really don't. If you're all about you, you're a miserable son of a gun. Miserable for all kinds of reasons, mostly because you think the world revolves around you, and all that does is set up a counterbalance or counterweight with people who will be at you all the time. We're always sort of, they're at you because they're resisting that. You're trying to be a control person. None of that stuff works. So we've defined what the problem is. Now we're going to help you as you listen through the hour to how to fix it. Dr. Jay Kumar is here 21 after on Good Day.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
World.
Roberta, are you doing okay today?
I'm fine, darling. How are
Very
you?
Very nice.
Did you get snow there?
The last thing I heard was the surf pounding against the sands. And it's not Iwo Jima, the sands of Iwo Jima. I believe it's the sands of Santa Monica. Not too much snow here. Although I did have snow in Baghdad over the weekend for the first time in 100 years, so I guess anything is possible.
Is that the cold day in... did I already make that joke?
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. You need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to help Billy Swan, one of our birthday celebrants for today. It's May the 12th. He was born on this date, let's see, 69 years ago. I'm doing a little addition in my mind. Billy Swan, a great, I don't know if it's, he's great, but a good, I think, competent pop artist. Would you agree with that, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think so.
No, this is a song that everybody knows, recognizes. So happy birthday to Mr. Swan. Next up on our list is David Walker, guitarist for Jerry Lewis and the Playboys. Haven't we had them on like this week or last
every
week?
Every day this week they've had a birthday.
All right. Happy birthday to Mr. Walker. Yogi Berra's birthday is today.
Oh, not that one?
No, not that one. That's, yeah, thank you. He's a very unique individual, I think. And most of us recognize that. Excuse me. We have... let's see, who else can we celebrate today? Ron Ziegler, who is the former press secretary for Richard Nixon. I thought he was gone, but apparently he's not. Anyway, who else have we got? We got Walker we're focused on here. This Diamond Ring, Everybody Loves a Clown. She's Just My Style, a few of the big songs from Jerry Lewis and the Playboys. Ian McLaughlin, who is the keyboardist for Small Faces. Well, I can't remember how this group, was it the Small Faces to begin with and then it just became Faces?
You're asking anybody, the wrong person.
No, what the,
no
if
idea.
Richie were here, he would know.
He would know. I can tell you about NSYNC, though.
You can't look at it and tell me about the Dirty Dishes.
Greatest band ever.
Where'd that come from? Why are you saying that now?
NSYNC? I used to be a total NSYNC princess.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with what we're talking about now?
Because you were asking a question about music, and I said that I couldn't help you there, but I could tell you about NSYNC.
All right, well, maybe what you need to do is tell me about Stevie Winwood. He's 63 today.
I like Steve Winwood. Here's Rich.
Yeah, I know. I can do without that. He was in Blind Faith, Traffic, original lead singer with the Spencer Davis Group. Remember Gimme Some Lovin'? You don't remember Gimme Some Lovin'?
Sing it for me.
That might be a chance. That's one of those songs you don't just sing because there's so much
Can
to
you
it,
hum it?
So much production. Gimme some of them now.
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
Yeah, Michael, see if you can find that.
Yeah, that one.
Help Jennifer understand what song we're talking about. All right, so we got Winwood taken care of. He was born this day in 1948, so he's 63. Bruce Boxleitner. Is it? Yeah, this is it.
You know this one.
That's not the Spencer Davis Group's version of it, but that's the song. All right, so at least you know that you got it. The theme from Babylon 5, John Sheridan, played by Bruce Boxleitner, who was born on this date 1950. He's Scarecrow and Mrs. King, is I think how he first became well known. So happy birthday to him. Let's see, Gabriel Byrne, Dr. Paul Weston on In Treatment. He was D'Artagnan in one of the Three Musketeers movies, too, if memory serves me correctly.
The Iron Mask.
Yeah, The Iron Mask. That was right. Thank you, Michael. The Iron Mask. Yep. That's Gabriel Byrne. Billy Squire. He wrote and sang the soundtrack for Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I think he had a group, too, didn't he, at some point in time, Michael?
Asking the wrong guy.
Somebody else.
I like how he gave up on me, and now he's on to Michael.
I wasn't going to waste my time with you on this one. 28 after on Good Day.
If you had knee pain issues...
I generally tell people the best thing is probably to just eat a balanced diet. And I try to encourage my patients to at least take a multivitamin.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Dr. Jeffrey Geller, Associate Chief of Hip and Knee Replacement at New York Presbyterian Columbia University.
Some people talk about glucosamine and chondroitin as dietary supplements that you can take, which help prevent arthritis. And most of the scientific studies don't show any benefit to that over placebo. But there are people who tell me that it makes their knees feel better. So I never discourage anybody from taking it because there's no side effects, really.
Anti-inflammatory meds may reduce swelling.
That in itself will help the pain and enable you to do some physical therapy a little bit more effectively.
15% of patients avoid knee surgery with lifestyle changes. Tomorrow, the surgical options. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is our focus here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Dr. Jay Kumar are here looking at what it requires to have you have a happy outlook on life and to be happy. The poll yesterday, Jay, at DougSteffens.com, how often do you play the lottery? There's a fellow in Florida who won $10 million this week, and about 3 or 4 months ago he'd won $3 million. And some people were, okay, so what's this guy? He must be so happy that he won all this money. Most of the people that you hear about who won, who have won lotteries, eventually are miserable.
Yeah, aren't there a high suicide rate with people that win?
You know, it's really interesting. One thing I love about what you guys are doing at Good Days, because you make people happy. And I'm reminded of this really great quote by Abraham Lincoln, who says, "Most people are as happy as they make up their minds to be."
Yeah.
Right. And it really brings it back to you, you know, the individual. And, you know, the great example that I'd love to use is looking at celebrities. Celebrities fall into two camps, those that are really happy and those that are miserable. And the
ones that tend to be the
more narcissistic, miserable ones, or the ones who you're always seeing in the headlines from going into rehab, are the ones who really, you know, don't, you know, feel like there's a lack of purpose in their life.
Let's go back to what we...
At a deeper level, there's some lack of meaning or purpose in what they're doing.
Let's go back to the premise of helping. People hear me say this all the time, and I think that's why you and I struck up a friendship. Because what we realized, and I mean, this is, I'm not sticking out my chest and being a Doug superhero, no, but it just has helped me understand why it is that I'm here. And why it is that we're all here, although some people get it and some people don't, that doesn't mean that that isn't, because you don't get your mission doesn't mean you don't have a mission. And I believe strongly, and have for decades, that our strongest purpose in life is to help others, whether it's our loved ones, our the dogs, the animals, other people in the world. If you are helping others and not looking for anything other than to help others, you will be a very very happy person, I think, anyway. I mean, most of the time, I'm happier than one might think I would be, given some of the realities in my life. But you know what? We all have realities, and we all get slapped around by stuff. And if you let that, if you're a, oh, woe is me, and you go around, who wants to be around somebody who bitches and moans and complains about how horrible their life is? Get lost.
Well, it kind of makes you feel better about your life on one hand.
What, if you're around somebody who's miserable?
That's why reality TV is so big. If
well, that's it. You know, that's another thing. Look at reality TV. Somebody came to me. I think I told you this story, Jay. I know I did. Jennifer. These producers came to me and said, you got a fascinating life here on the farm, and you got the radio program, and, you know, who can keep up with you, yada, yada. We should do a show. And then they brought it to some producers after we did a little bit of work on it. And they, he's not angry enough. He's not belligerent.
Yeah.
He doesn't have his life falling apart. Well, I mean, I may have.
Well,
but,
drama equals dollars in the eyes, you know, of Hollywood or in TV. But that's really not the case, because most people really, I believe, are truly happy. And you hit on a really good point, something we talked about last week in the show. There's this really great concept in neuroscience called mirror neurons. And for those of you who maybe don't remember this, and just refresh your memory, for those of you who aren't aware about what mirror neurons are, when we see neurons are those are brain cells, you know, that we have, and when we see others who are happy and joyous, the same neurons in our brain fire. Whereas if we see people who are angry and belligerent or suffering or in pain, the same neurons in our brain fire.
I totally believe it.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh no, I'm just saying I believe it because because when you're – think about when you go to your office, and when somebody's there and out of whack, it affects everybody. It affects the whole machine, not just you. So I totally agree with you.
Here's a this study that Jay has shared on his website, drjkumar.com, the study about what brings you around to being happy and how to figure out – I mean, I don't think you have to figure out. You're either happy or you're not happy. And we talk about prosperity and money. God and those who are in charge do not tell you not to have abundance. That's not the that isn't the route to being happy. May be in part having abundance so that you can do something worthwhile with the money that you have. Having great friends is a you don't have to have lots of them. And staying away from the government. I found that very interesting. This guy, Estabrook, writes about the government. You know, how many of us in America, this has become an epidemic, especially since Obama's been president. We are so like the government this, the government that, the government, the government, the government. The government, hello, is supposed to be you, and it is not you, and therefore it is not dependable. But yet we tend to reach out, Jay, and try to touch or get out of the government, what some people think is a way to happiness. You know, make sure the government is not in your life. You want to be happy? Keep the government out of your life. How many times have you heard me say that, Jennifer?
About a million,
Yep. No, really, it all boils down to the power that you have within you. No external condition is required for your own happiness. And so I want to talk about some ways you can cultivate and become more happy in your daily life. And one of the things that studies have shown, as I mentioned earlier, is that people who are there to be of service to others, to help other people who are there to hear your problems, to be more empathic and compassionate, there's a direct correlation between those people who are there to help others and to really have a sense of purpose in their life, to be of value in the world, direct correlation to those people who are more happy, and get this, a direct correlation between your happiness level and your health.
Yeah.
Those people who are more happy are more healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And there is a ton of evidence in neuroscience that is now demonstrating that.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's one thing I say people to do. Smile, laugh more regularly. You know, if you're walking down the street and some stranger comes up to you and just, you know, walk on the street and just smiles at you, you smile back. Just because it's a natural response.
But what we've been taught, we've been taught is to be afraid of people like that. We're being taught, as children don't get hugged in school anymore because they're perverts. The perversions of some forms of humanity have worked on the fear factor, and so everybody. I was talking to somebody yesterday in an office, a doctor's office. I was just kibitzing with the people. I was waiting for an appointment. And one lady at the desk had a picture of her dog on the bulletin board. And I said, oh, what a neat dog, great eyes. And the woman sitting with her, no, the dog's dangerous. And I look at her and I said, how do you know the dog's dangerous? She says, all dogs are dangerous. I said, really? Mm-hmm. Well, how do you come to that? Oh, I watched too much TV. And I said, yeah, that's probably true. If you watch too much TV, you're full of fear. And she says, yeah, I'm afraid of everything. And she sort of laughed about it, and I thought she was pathetic.
Yeah. Well, you know, this really boils down to the power of individual choice. You have a choice whether you want to be happy and be compassionate or be in fear and mistrust. And whatever, you know, it's unfortunate in so many ways that our media and our culture bombards us with images and bombards us with, you know, thoughts that say be in fear, you know, be in mistrust. And I think what you guys are doing here is so fantastic. Why I love being on your show every week is that we're changing the dialogue here. We're changing the story. You don't have to be in fear and be in mistrust. Our natural human essence, you know, we're social beings. We're social animals when it comes down to it. We want to connect with other people. And when we connect with others, whether it's through our family, our coworkers, our friends, or even connected with nature, there's a direct correlation between connection and happiness. Feeling a sense of connection, feeling a sense of belonging to a greater whole is what makes us happy and content.
Yeah. And you see the things around, again, back to the government diversion. The FDA now says that vitamins and supplements are a threat to our health. People who have been on this kick, many folks who are into the same philosophy that we're talking about here, and they see that, and again, it's fear. It's based on connections that big government has to big business. And so what you know, what you think, you know, oftentimes you got to trust your gut. What your first thought is on something is usually the correct thought. And so if you come up with thoughts, as Jay is suggesting, that are happy, pleasant, that's a training cycle, and you may have gotten off as a youngster. You may have gotten off of it because your mother. I mean, I see people that come to my farm all the time, and we want them to come in and see the cows and touch them. And I was watching a mother the other day with her child, about 3-4 years old. Oh, don't touch the cow! The cow's dirty, or oh, the cow will hurt you, or don't let. I wanted to scream at this woman because there's nothing.
You know, we get programmed at a very young age to, you know, our thoughts create our reality, and we get programmed at a very young age. If we're bombarded with images and thoughts and ideas that says the world is dangerous, don't trust people, we perpetuate that as our worldview. And I'm actually, for those of you who are here in Southern California, I'm actually giving a workshop on Saturday specifically on this topic, and the title of the workshop is called Heal the Issues in Your Tissues. And we carry around all these issues that prevent us from being happy, that prevent us from our being, from our birthright of being healthy and happy and joyous. And once we understand what those issues are that are in our physical body and can understand the cause of that, we then can shift it and become more joyous and happy people. So if you're in Southern California and are around this Saturday, May 14th, you can learn more by website, drjkumar.com. But even if you're not here in Southern California, what are some ways you can cultivate more happiness and joy in your life? And I think, Doug, you hit something really great on really something really precise on the head here, shifting your thoughts.
Yep.
Shifting your belief system. If you carry this belief that the world is to be feared, then everything that you do in your life is going to reflect that.
Yep.
And you're going to get situations in your life that reflect that as well.
One of the things that you ought to remember, going back a little bit to our conversation earlier with Andrea Metcalf, sitting can kill you. No activity, no physical activity is nothing but bad for you. You will find if you move, you will be happier. I think that it's a very basic step.
Oh, yeah.
Moving around, keeping your body going, again, mind, body, spirit, all of those things. Keep yourself moving. Keep your brain moving. Keep the blood flowing to your brain. Do exercises that keep your brain, especially your frontal lobes, active.
Yeah.
And keep your body, your muscles. There's nothing better than strength, a man or a woman. It's very appealing in every way, but best for you if you can be independent. You don't want to be miserable. People are dependent on others. That's part of the misery. If you're dependent on somebody else, then your life is going to be miserable because they are not.
And, you know, we forget the mind is a muscle. Our brain is a muscle.
Yeah,
and absolutely. If we perpetuate unhealthy thoughts that, you know, we've been programmed to thinking, you know, I am whatever, you know, I can't do this, or I'm a loser, or I'm not loved.
Yeah.
When we begin to create those thoughts, something interesting happens in neuroscience. It's actually shown there's something called a neural net, that the neurons begin to hardwire in our brain structure that perpetuate these thoughts. And we run, it's like running on a treadmill. Those same thoughts perpetuate in our life. So in order to break that, you know, like the treadmill, and to go into that nonstop, you know, thought pattern of like negative thinking, here's my solution to that. One thing you can do, make a list. It can be three things in your life that makes you feel joyous and happy. Whatever that may be. For me, it could be, you know, it's like going on a bike ride, being on the beach, playing with my dog, being with my family. Watching The Simpsons is one of them also. But, you know, but list three things in your life that make you joyous and happy. And remember that. Wake up every morning with that list next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that those are the things that are most important in your life.
Have that thought be in your mind. Have that thought be in your mind when you leave your day behind and close your eyes, go to sleep. Have that thought there when you wake up. If you begin and end your day with that stuff, you'll be on a course, a collision course with success and happiness. Thanks, Jay. Good to have you here as usual. JQMar.com. Check out his website, his appearances, and his information. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and me at 12 before the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
You know, it's so rewarding about doing what we do here, the feedback. We come back to the next day with your feedback about the program, and Jay got a lot of great feedback. Andrea will.
I like Jay.
I know.
Jay's cool.
Andrea is a blast, and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff is very good, very helpful. And that's what I strive for. Most of the we want to have fun. It's good to have fun. It's helpful to have fun and helpful to learn about things. And even some of the advertisers, like this Salon Pass thing. If you go to drkenshow.com, the free sample of Salon Pass, it is really what we are talking about. Really, we say it beats the pain without a prescription. It does. People are already getting these things from our suggestion, and they're trying, and they think it's wonderful. So if we can help that way and make a couple of bucks, why not? 51 after on Good Day.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A spring season that has been so destructive for so many, flooding is now the major concern. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The mighty Mississippi River is showing once again that humans are no match for it. The river continues to surge through several southern states, some already hammered by multiple deadly tornadoes in recent weeks. In Natchez, Mississippi, the river has already surpassed its record level and could crest around May 20th at 64 feet. Flood stage in Natchez is 48 feet. The Arkansas Farm Bureau estimates flood damage to the state's agriculture industry could exceed $500 million. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says as much as 3 million acres in his state could get flooded. Sam Kelly is with the American Red Cross. He tells us that Yazoo County, Mississippi is one of those areas that faces flooding while still recovering from tornado damage.
Tornadoes, deadly tornadoes on one end of the county. Now they're dealing with the possibility of some extreme, possibly record-level flooding.
Elsewhere, not far from Memphis, you have Matt Christian, who lives on Mud Island, Tennessee. Mud Island actually sits smack dab in the middle of the Mississippi River. He credits prayer with keeping his home safe as the river crested in Memphis yesterday.
We had to make the call, you know, to get my wife and the infant triplets out of here just because the risk of them being trapped in the house was going to be way too high. You know, we got really lucky, and the water seemed to stop just below that level where it was going to start to overtake the island.
And back to the state of Mississippi, where a federal disaster declaration covering 14 counties in that state has been signed by President Obama. Among other things, the action gives flood-impacted residents access to funds for home repairs or alternate housing. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
Through May 14th, save $60 on BF Goodrich tires with the purchase of four. Special financing available. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Rough day on Wall Street with a triple-digit loss for the Dow, dropping 130 points to 12,630. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. After a couple of days of increases, oil prices down again, dropping $5.67 a barrel to under $100, finishing at $98.21. Time to catch a flight. Let's head to the airport terminal. And airline passengers continue to be frustrated by poor service. Consumers gave airlines low marks for comfort and cleanliness in a survey by Consumer Reports National Research Center. Added fees for baggage contributing to passengers' low opinions. 8 of the 10 airlines rated had low scores for customer satisfaction. On the positive side, Southwest topping the list for overall service, followed by JetBlue. U.S. Airways received the worst marks for quality. Here's a story that's hard to believe. Two women lucky to be alive after surviving a harrowing 1,000-foot fall while backcountry skiing near Utah's Little Cottonwood Canyon. One of the women, Kim Hall, describes what was going through her mind as she began to tumble and slide off a 40-foot cliff.
I had no idea what to think. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to be severely injured.
Miraculously, Hall suffered only minor injuries. Her skiing companion, Jewel Lund, did suffer some broken bones. Both were airlifted to a nearby hospital. It was thought at first that an avalanche caused the fall, but it was later attributed to unexpected ice. And finally, we have some graduation news for you. You might recall we told you about the Race to the Top High School Commencement Challenge, something the White House has done the last few years. High schools from across the country submitting applications to have the president deliver their commencement address. This year, hundreds of high schools applied, and the winner, Booker T. Washington High in Memphis, Tennessee. President Obama himself announced the selection of that school, and apparently it took some students by surprise.
At first, he had made it sound like we had lost or something, and then when he said we won, I screamed so loud that I think everybody in the whole entire office heard us all. People were crying. People fell. It was like a very exciting moment.
That must have been some scene. In any case, when the president delivers that commencement address, no looking at your watch, kids. No nodding off. You better pay attention. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed. We'll be right back.